And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Boxes, a bike with training wheels, an old car seat.
Mr. Parker.
Oh, hi, Red.
Hey, I brought you that tire patch kit like I promised.
Oh, well, thank you. Didn't need to go to any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. Patch kits in my business are as common as pig tracks.
Pig tracks are common in your business?
It's a figure of speech.
Okay.
I'm retired. Anyway, there's no keeping pigs in the neighborhood, zoning regulations and all that.
Right.
So, you need some help with anything, Mr. Parker?
Oh, please. Call me David. And no, that's okay. I'm just trying to get to the sprinkler system controls. I have to reset the watering times.
You know, some people might consider all this stuff in front of your fuse box and sprinkler controls as a safety hazard.
Sure, and I would agree with them.
Yeah.
My family, on the other hand, seems to think the garage is the catch-all for the stuff they can't put anywhere else. Oh. You see these boxes? These are decorations from last year's bake sale at church.
Oh.
And, what is this junk? Broken car models. This is ridiculous. It's like a giant junk drawer.
Well, you need any help?
Oh, no, that's okay. Thanks. I just need to shift things around a little.
Oh, no.
Terrific.
Well, yeah, you all right?
Yes. A box full of mugs? Why were we keeping a box full of old mugs?
Well, technically, you ain't no more.
Ah, why do we have all this clutter? I'm sick of it. There has to be something I can do with all this stuff.
Yeah. Say, have you considered doing a garage sale?
Garage sale?
You get to clear out your junk and pocket some cash all at the same time.
Oh, I suppose. I have to tell you, though, I'd be embarrassed for the neighborhood to see what a mess our house is.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. We just look at the state of your yard, we can guess what the inside of that house must look like.
What?
Well, the funny thing is, what you think is useless junk is sometimes the stuff you sell first. At a garage sale just last week, I found a genuine bobblehead doll of Millard Fillmore. Oh, that's the president, not the druggist.
You collect bobblehead dolls?
Oh, no. I'm filling out a set from Uncle Quentin.
Oh.
Now, there's a find. A wood sander? Still in the box? You put that up for sale, I'd jump on that like a duck on a June bug.
Oh, I'm sorry, Red. I probably wouldn't sell that. I still plan to use it.
Really? Well, how long has it been in the box?
3 years.
Gotcha. I've had a few plans like that. Sometimes I think, well, and then again, I don't know.
Right. Well, I've never tried woodworking, but I thought I might, you know, build some stools for the breakfast nook in the kitchen.
Mr. Parker?
But first I'm going to get through this junk if it kills me.
Mr. Parker?
Oh, please, call me David.
David, look out! You okay?
Excuse me, will you, Red? I want to go inside and confer with my family about a garage sale.
A garage sale?
That's right. It's time we get the junk out of this garage and the rest of this house. We can get it done this weekend and have the garage sale next weekend.
This weekend? But, Dad, you don't understand.
No, you don't understand, Olivia. One way or the other, we are going to get rid of all the useless clutter in our lives.
Define clutter.
Yeah.
Honey, help me out here.
Your father's right, kids. It doesn't have to be a big deal. All we have to do is sort through some of the stuff we have piling up around here.
That's right.
Even though planning for this might have been better.
Well, maybe so. But a little family spontaneity is good for us, right?
Yeah, but I thought family spontaneity is when we suddenly do something fun.
Yeah.
This is more spontaneous, not fun kind of family thing.
Dad, today is the only chance I'll have to practice with Margaret for the talent contest at school. And I told everybody we were going to do it.
Well,
and this is the worst possible thing that could happen.
Honey.
You said I could be in the show.
But the talent show isn't for another 2 months.
Oh.
Why is this your only chance to practice?
Would you be quiet, Matthew?
Okay, I understand. And I think that...
Wait, if she gets to go to her little dance rehearsal, then I should get to go to do what I planned, right?
Little?
Well... What were your plans?
Mr. Whitaker was going to let me help him with the new invention idea.
Okay, and what about you, Camilla? You've been awfully quiet. Do you have a woeful reason why you can't help this weekend?
Nope. I just want to do what you want me to do. I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, honey. But I'm afraid that won't get you out of this cleanup.
Oh, man.
Look, I understand that everybody is busy and that this is the last thing you want to do. So I'm willing to compromise.
Really? Oh, thank you, Daddy.
No problem. As long as you all agree, then I'll be happy to do it all myself.
That'll be great.
Yay! Woo!
Hold on. What do you mean you'll do it yourself?
Oh, I'll do it all myself. And I will toss out or sell whatever I think should go. Just leave it to me.
Oh, wait, you mean you'll get rid of the stuff in our rooms, too?
Mm-hmm.
Margaret and I can practice after church tomorrow.
The bagel slicer can wait.
I didn't have any plans anyway.
Great. Then let's have at it. You all start in your rooms and I will tackle the garage.
Okay.
Go on. I'm serious.
You guys blew it for me. Thanks.
You need to get rid of stuff.
Look at your closet.
That was muy bueno. Very smooth, Mr. Parker.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Parker. Let's see. Paint supplies, tool chest, saws, the sander. Where did I put that sander?
Good morning, David.
Oh, hi, Whit. Oh, you may want to stay there by the garage door. I wouldn't come in here without a hard hat and safety gear.
So, when Matthew called, he said you're having a yard sale?
Oh, that's next weekend. This weekend, we're getting ready for it. It's our little family project.
Little? From all the stuff on the front lawn, I'd say it's anything but little. Oh, hey, you've got some early customers, too. You may want to put up a sign telling everyone that the sale is not today.
Oh, sorry. The sale is next week. I'm using the yard as sort of a staging area. That's the stuff I want to keep, not sell. Though I'm having a hard time deciding what should stay and what should go.
Well, I have the same problem when I try to declutter. I keep thinking that I ought to hold on to things on the off chance that I'll need them someday.
Sure.
But there's only so much room for it all.
So, what do you do with all your junk?
Well, my wife Jenny had an old rule. If you get something new, you have to get rid of something old.
How do you do that? Our house is full of stuff we use and stuff we don't use but want to keep for sentimental reasons. Did your wife have a rule for sorting those out?
Well, actually, she did. Those things we use, she kept close by where we could get to them easily. Those things that we held on to for other reasons, she kept in the harder-to-get-to places.
Huh. That's a good rule. But you didn't really just drop by to talk about my junk.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I need to talk to Ava. I'm putting together a health fair for a charity that helps the homeless and thought she might donate her nursing skills to us for the day.
Oh, okay. Come on in.
Dad! Could you please take your youngest daughter back to wherever you found her? She's driving me crazy!
Then again, maybe we should stay out here.
Oh, boy. Give me a minute, will you?
Sure.
That's mine!
Nope, you don't need this, you don't need that, and you don't need this either.
Says who? I do too.
Whoa. All right, you two. What is going on in here?
Camilla keeps trying to throw out my things. Would you give me that?
That's not true. There's my pile. Right there.
That's a pile? Two stuffed animals?
That's the only junk I've got. Everything else is very important.
Important? You think that your collection of old soccer shoes is important? Most of them don't even fit you anymore.
I'm gonna have them bronzed after I play in the World Cup.
Oh.
Dad, she takes up 2/3 of the room with all her stuff.
Okay.
I'm the older sister, remember? I've lived longer. I've got more to show for it.
Okay, girls.
I'm always tripping over a fold-out mall and our ancient disco Barbarina clothing store. She's too old to play with them anyway.
I saved them for you.
Huh, sure. As if I like pink poodles, pink convertibles, and pink hair salon dryers. They're disgusting.
You want to talk about disgusting? Here, Dad, smell these shoes.
Ooh, no thank you.
Mm-hmm, see? We need to get rid of them.
Hey, those are my good soccer shoes. Dad!
Okay, calm down. We can figure this out without a lot of trauma. Let's think fairly.
Oh, I know what that means.
Ugh.
Throw all of Olivia's things out. That's the way it always is. You always side with her and never let me do what I think is best.
Always? Never? You're not going to get anywhere by throwing those two words at me.
But, Dad, said?
Listen, there has to be a way of sorting through these things without it becoming a crisis. And the first rule is that you don't try to get rid of someone else's things. Got it? You're responsible for your own. Your mother and I will make some executive decisions about what else goes later. Now, let's try to use some good sense here. I mean, this is a big room.
Not big enough.
Let's look at your music. Olivia, when was the last time you listened to Scratch Post Kitty?
That's not mine. That's Camilla's.
Really? Let me see. Huh. I forgot I even had that.
Uh-huh.
Well, there we go. Garage sale bound.
Wait, can I listen to it first? I might like it.
Well, fine, but that means you have to get rid of some of these other discs you don't listen to. And your keepsake soccer shoes we'll put in a box, and let's see, we can hide them down here under your bed.
Uh-oh.
What in the world? Camilla, what's all this under your bed?
Uh-huh.
It's packed solid with... Are these dirty clothes?
Ew!
How old is this sock? Did something die in it? It looks like it has rigor mortis.
Gross!
Where else can I put them? She takes out the whole closet.
Not... How about the laundry basket, for one thing? And what's all this other stuff? Like those old skates. Don't tell me they're a keepsake. You only wore them once. Put them in your pile.
Okay, Dad.
And Olivia, surely you can get rid of some of these dolls and clothes in the closet to give your sister more room?
Okay.
Good. Now get to it, girls. Oh, and no more screaming out the window. It makes the neighbors nervous. We have enough trouble getting a babysitter as it is. Now I wonder where your mother is hiding. Oh, here you are.
Hi. Did you mean to leave Whit standing out front?
Oh, no.
I found him when I took a box down to the garage. Oh, I'm going to help him out with the health fair, by the way.
I figured you would. Sign me up for whatever I can do.
Okay. So, what were the girls screaming about?
Oh, you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Over what to keep and what to get rid of. I don't get it. Mm. How is it that they never even think about most of what they have until I want to get rid of it? And then suddenly, everything is precious and valuable. So what are you doing up here? Wait, did you bring all these bags and boxes up from the basement?
I did.
Excellent. I will add them to the sale pile.
You will not.
But, honey...
Put that box down and back away slowly.
What are you doing?
Don't you recognize those toys?
I guess, yes. Looks like a lot of baby junk. What am I not seeing?
Baby junk. Olivia said her first word because of that block. Remember? It has a Christmas tree on the side.
Yeah.
You held it out, and she saw the tree and said, "Kissmas."
Ava, I don't think she said Kissmas.
Kissmas, she certainly did.
No, I remember it. It was more like... Remember, she was trying to eat the snowman ornament and choked on it.
You don't know. You never remember these things.
Okay, and what do we have here? What's this precious gem? A remote control. What does this go to?
What does this go to? Our old TV set.
Okay, I give up on this one. Why are you keeping the remote control to a TV set we tossed ages ago?
You're kidding me, right?
No.
Matthew took his first steps trying to get to that. It was over on the bookcase, and he just walked over to get it.
You know, I think he was walking for a long time before that and just wouldn't own up to it.
You are desalmado.
In English, darling.
Heartless.
Thank you. Though it sounds better in Spanish.
Each one of these toys, these drawings, are special. Remember when Olivia made this plate in school? It says... I love Mama. How can you try to sell that?
You're right. Who'd buy it?
Oh.
Look, we've got to clear out some of this stuff.
I'll give up my own things before I give these up.
Works for me. Where do we start?
I was speaking symbolically.
Okay. How about this? Let's sort through some of these things and come up with the items that mean the most. I'll put them all together in a nice safe storage box.
I like that.
And then we can discard the less memorable items. We might be able to cut this pile in half.
Oh.
Half is a reasonable compromise, don't you think?
I'll try, but it will hurt.
I know, but we'll get through it somehow.
Okay.
I'm going to go check on Matthew and see how he's coming along. I tell you, it'll be a miracle if we actually ever get rid of this clutter.
The clutter is meaningful.
Honey? Matt, what are you doing?
Dad, is this cool or what?
I
found this train set in the back of my closet. I totally forgot I had it. It was Grandpa's, remember?
Yeah, but I thought you were sorting through old things to sell in the garage sale, not setting up a train.
I was, but when I found it, I had to see if it still worked. Look how I used books to make the railway yard. And I found an old sock of Camilla's to make the bog of stench over there. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's wild, but...
And watch this.
Whoa. How did you do that? I don't remember the set ever having a drawbridge.
I know. I made it myself with an electric motor from my Constructo set.
Huh.
I can control everything right from the transformer. Is that awesome or what?
Let me try.
Sit right there.
Okay, here. So I just... Whoa, cool. That is good work, son.
That's not all. Remember that old voice command robot I got 2 Christmases ago?
Uh-huh.
I dug that out of my toy chest, took it apart, and hooked it up with the train.
No.
Yeah. Watch the caboose. Robot attack.
Robot attack.
It shoots missiles!
Oh, that is incredible! Oh, we ought to market this. We could make a mint.
You think so?
A train with a drawbridge and a caboose that shoots missiles? Are you kidding?
Hello, boys.
Oh, hi, honey. Look at what... We should probably shut down the train, Matt.
What? Oh, what's going on in here? What are you guys doing?
Well, we were just taking a break and got a little distracted.
Mm-hmm. Do you need help carrying all this junk out?
What? No way. This stuff is staying.
Really? So if Matthew can keep his train in his room, then I guess I can keep my Barbarina set. I'm taking it out of the garage sale pile.
Okay, wait.
Then I guess I can keep all my stuffed animals, too.
Now hold on, everybody.
Hold on for what? We have to be fair, right?
I didn't say anything about keeping the train in here.
What? But you just said we could market it and make a mint.
Whoa, okay,
oh,
thank you. What? No, what?
Huh?
What? Weird. I didn't mean that we should leave it set up, no.
What? You're not going to make me get rid of it, are you?
Oh, boy.
You can't.
But look.
You have to make up your mind, David, or...
Barbarina, stuffed animals.
Okay. Everyone down to the living room. Let's talk.
Oh, great.
Okay, all right, guys, all right. Look, I think we're all missing the point here. We're cleaning house today because we've got too much clutter.
We got that part, Dad, but one man's clutter is another man's, precious thing.
Understood, but it's not all precious. It's not all worth keeping.
But it's not all junk either.
Yeah,
I know, but it's crazy that we live in a house this big and are bursting at the seams. I don't want to be unreasonable, but we have to do something, even if it means sacrificing a little.
And I think you all ought to come to the window and see that your dad is leading by example.
What are you talking about?
Look, on the front yard. While we've been in here squabbling over little things that we hardly ever use, your father has gathered together all of those tools and things to sell.
All right, Dad.
that's not exactly... I mean, I could see how you would see that, but... I mean, those tools on the front yard are things that... What was that sound?
Uh-oh. Sounds like the sprinkler system.
It can't be. I set it for 5 o'clock. It's only 2.
Yep, it's definitely the sprinklers.
Oh, no.
Your stuff is getting soaked.
Oh, David.
No. Quick, everybody, to the front yard.
Get some towels. We'll cover things up.
It's okay, Dad. Most of the stuff will be fine to sell.
Yeah.
Only a couple of boxes got really soaked.
What's this thing, Dad? I've never even seen you use it. It looks expensive.
It is. It's a finishing saw. A gift from your uncle.
Javier is the power tool king.
Yeah. He is, but I'm not. Though one day...
One day what?
One day nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's a power tool king and I'm not. And you know what? I probably never will be.
It's all right, honey. You don't need to be a carpenter. I married you for your brains. And that dimpled chin.
No, I mean, I've been holding on to these tools, not because I use them or even know how to use them, but because they're expensive. And I keep thinking that one day I will use them. But if I haven't used them yet, I probably won't. You know, I bet there are a lot of people around who'd really get some use out of these.
And that's why you decided to sell them, right?
Not really. But yeah, that's why I've now decided to sell them. Look, we've got tons of stuff that we hardly ever use that other people will.
Yeah.
Just think of the toys you don't play with and the kids without toys who'd love to have them.
Well, what are you saying, Dad?
How would we prioritize what we keep or get rid of if we knew that what we get rid of will help people in need? And what if we donated our things to those who will actually use and enjoy them?
You want us to donate everything?
No. Some we can donate, and the rest we can sell at the garage sale and give that money to charity.
Hey. Oh, we could make it a fundraiser for Witt's Health Fair.
That's perfect. What do you guys think?
You mean there are kids who don't have stuffed animals who will play with mine?
I can give them out to the kids at the health fair.
That's a good idea. Hey! I've got lots of little kid books I can give out, too.
Yeah.
Great.
It'll be hard to let go of my Barbarina set.
But isn't that the idea of sacrifice? It's hard, but worth doing.
Yeah. What about my train set? I mean, it's not just a train set. I made it into something I don't want to get rid of. I want to set it up and keep working on it. I'd love Mr. Whitaker to see it, too.
It won't fit in your room, though. In fact, I can't think of anywhere in the house where we can set it up properly.
No. True.
Oh, wait, that's it. Why don't you ask Whit?
Ask Whit what?
Didn't you say something about him having that new area at Whit's End for a new invention?
That's right.
Some kind of showcase. Maybe he'll let you guys set the train up there.
On display at Whit's End?
Uh-huh.
That'd be so cool.
That is a wonderful idea. So, do we all understand what we have to do?
Got it. I'm in.
We'll start again and bring everything down.
Yep.
Great.
Come on, you guys.
Yeah, let's go.
I'll give up my stuff and you give up.
I think this is going to turn out well after all.
I do too. Oh, by the way, that was muy bueno, Mrs. Parker.
Why, thank you, Mr. Parker.
Well, Mr. Parker.
Hello.
Looks like your garage sale's a major success.
Yes, it's been a good day. And what's great is that because the money is going to charity, I don't have to haggle. Oh, and thanks for helping out, Red.
Oh, it was fun. Nothing like a good garage sale to take up a Saturday. I'm happier than a sleeping hog in the sunshine.
You're really big on catchphrases centered around farm animals, aren't you?
They make me smile like a fat tick on a skinny dog.
I thought so, yeah. Oh, I put something aside for you. It's over here.
Really? You're not keeping a secret stash of them bobblehead dolls around, is you?
No, but I think you'll still like it. Here you go.
Oh, my stars and garters, your wood sander? Well, thank you, Mr. Parker. How much I owe you for this?
Oh, not a thing. I just hope you get some good use out of it.
Well, whoa. I don't know what to say. Thank you, Mr.
No. David.
Thank you, David. Now, if you don't mind, I need to find me a piece of wood, something fierce.
Well, don't let me stand in your way.
Hey, I'll see you.
Thanks again, Red.
Yeah.
Red looked cheery.
Yeah, like a duck doing the jitterbug.
What?
Something like that. I don't know.
Well, thank you, honey, for making this happen. I think it's a good thing for all of us.
Yeah, the kids have done a great job. You know, even Matthew said he was happy to get all the junk out of his closet. He started putting his shoes in there. Imagine, using a closet for clothes, of all things.
Where has he been keeping them up until now?
In his sock drawer.
And his socks?
It's better not to ask.
Well, it's all for the good.
And one more side benefit, I can actually park the car in the garage tonight.
Well, miracles never cease. And to think, trying to make your way back to the sprinkler system got the whole thing rolling.
That's right. Uh-oh.
What?
I never reset the timer. What time is it?
It's almost 2:00.
Oh, no. Everybody move! Hurry! Off the lawn!
Oh, no. Oh, no! Look out! Right behind you! Oh.
Sorry! Really sorry, everybody.
Oh, David. Uh-huh.
Rita.
It's so easy to spend our time thinking on the things of this world. Whether it's keeping clothes out of the yard sale pile or dreaming about all the new toys or gizmos we want to buy, things can take over our lives if we're not careful. In Matthew 6, Jesus said, "Don't store up your treasures here on earth, where moths can eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." In the future, whenever I start thinking about how important all my clutter is, I'll try to think about the one who gave me everything I have, God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Clutter was written by Bob Hoos and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our cast featured Mark Evan Jackson as David, Amanda Troop as Ava, Hope Levy as Olivia, and Zach Callison as Matthew, along with Steve Easton, Sydney Schiattani, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.